locally here, do you have any formal timetable of when you would like to know the owner of the Broncos from the family trust and all of that moving forward?
Well, the Broncos are in compliance, they're actually being very well run. Our membership is very happy with that. It's consistent with the way Pat wanted it done. Pat had outlined that exactly the way it's operating. So from our standpoint, no. But, you know, we want to make sure that the team is always in compliance.
From an NFL draft standpoint, do you foresee sometime in the future when Denver has the opportunity to host that event? And if so, what?
Well, one of the great things is that there's been so much interest in hosting it. I think we had 14 cities that were in Philadelphia, obviously looking at the event, figuring out how they would do it. And it's gotten more competitive because I think people see the value of hosting that. This is a great community with a lot of passion, and I think they'd be great hosts. And I can't imagine we won't be here someday. The hard part for us now is being able to try to get everywhere they want us. But that's a good problem to have.
In that regard, would there ever be a chance for them to host the Super Bowl here? You're in New York. It's happening in a couple of cold weather places. You have this facility now that could allow for practice during bad weather week. Would there be any talk or thought of letting them have a chance for them to host the Super Bowl?
Well, again, I think that is the competitiveness of hosting the Super Bowl is even more competitive. The requirements, the infrastructure is required, not just from a facility standpoint, but hotel rooms and all the other events that take place, there's a lot that has to be done, and there are probably certain communities that couldn't do that. I don't think this is necessarily one of them, but that's what the bid process is for, to show us how you would address those issues. We had a great experience in New York. There is a ongoing debate about whether you want the Super Bowl to be done in a perfect climate with conditions that are perfect, and that's probably an ongoing debate, and people have different views. That's why the ownership votes on this, and they'll ultimately make that decision.
Just as you mentioned, the view on gambling has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Current players, former players, have evolving views on marijuana and how that can be mm-hmm. used to combat pain in a more productive way. Where's the league at that? On that subject right now?
Well, where we've always been, which is this is really a medical issue. If pain management is something that medical marijuana can address responsibly, that's something that our medical community is evaluating. We just proposed to our union in the last month or so that we put some research money behind that to see how we could implement that if there really is the kind of advancements and it can address pain management in an effective and safe fashion. And that's something that I assume will get a lot of discussion, but hopefully an awful lot of research and medical opinions that can help us make the best decision.
You surprised me a little bit in the discussion with the fans. There was one question where the fan was obviously saying political stances by players could have a negative impact on the way people view the league. And then you gave props to Brandon Marshall here for his involvement. Do you think Colin Kaepernick is being punished for his activism in terms of playing
the rosters? No, I think as far as teams are concerned, teams make a decision on what's in the best interest of their team. If they think they can be a better football team and they can improve their team, I think they're going to make those decisions, and they make those decisions individually. And so I think that's important. From my standpoint, the question was really about the importance of players having an impact in their communities. They can. They have to be responsible in the way they do that, and they understand that. And I think they're an important voice, but they must do it the right way.
Do you think the anthem protests did have any negative effect on viewership? I mean, that's what that fan believed.
We don't, you know, there was a lot of discussion last year, and we took the approach that we don't dismiss any theories. You know, from our standpoint, clearly the election had an impact. But you saw our ratings come back in the second half of the season, and they were essentially flat, which in today's environment is extraordinary. So We're very confident about the quality of our games, the quality of the entertainment, and the fact that people are watching the games. They're watching differently, though. And that's an evolution in sports, an evolution in entertainment and television and media.
Roger,
last one, please.
To take off your commissioner hat, if that's even possible for you. And
I'd be glad to.
Evaluate Colin Kaepernick. Do you think he has the talent to be an NFL quarterback?
You know, that is one thing. And so I am the commissioner. And even if I took my hat off, I know there are people who make those evaluations, and that's decisions that those teams all make individually. That's not one that I would make as a commissioner, and frankly, I wouldn't. If I took my hat off, I wouldn't make.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.